Welcome to the weekly podcast of River Valley Church. We're glad you're here. Our heart is to lead people to Jesus and launch them into their God-given purpose. So we pray you would encounter God in a fresh, new way today. To learn more about our church, visit rivervalley.org. Now, let's tune in to this week's message.
Well, this past Friday night, I had an opportunity to pray at the MCCL Pro-Life Banquet. It's the Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, and they asked me to open up and to pray the opening prayer, and I was honored to do that because our church is unashamedly pro-life, and so I said it was a joy to be able to be there and pray, and brought me back to the days when my mom used to bring me to the clinics back in the 70s when I was a little kid. We had signs, you know, we hold up, and I was like, man, we're here. It's a different day now, and we're praying for that ministry and just loved it. But while I was there, had the opportunity to meet Jim Caviezel. And Jim Caviezel, if you don't know, he's the guy that played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ. He spoke to everyone. There's a little meet and greet beforehand. And he spoke at this event and did an amazing job. And he encouraged us, you know, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't back down. You are pro-life and we are for life. And he said, don't be ashamed of your faith. Jesus is too wonderful for us to stop speaking up about Jesus. And he was like, stand strong. And he referenced that states were deciding, abortion. They were deciding this. And he said, you know, Minnesota obviously is the first one to go pro-abortion of any state in America. And he said, don't stop. Don't give up. I know where you live. And he's like, it's kind of sad that, you know, Texas has the Republic of Texas and Minnesota has the People's Republic. And I was like, oh, he went there and he just took it. And I was like, wow. And he didn't say like, let's all move to Texas. He didn't say, let's all move to Florida. Let's all move to Texas. He said, stand strong. Stand strong. Stand up for what you believe in. And at the end of it, he got a standing ovation. He just challenged. It was so challenging when he was just speaking to everybody. And at the end of it, I mean, I think everybody would have voted for him to be president in the moment, you know, like cheering, like, and then everybody's like, thank you, Jim. And they're like, Jesus, Jim. Okay, it was just Jim. Yeah, it was so much fun. And I say this because he compared the two states. And where am I going with this? This is a message that I've been sitting on for a while. And I was contemplating not doing this week. And then, you know, it was last week in church in the lobby. This guy comes up to me and goes, hey, you need to talk to people and let them know that movement therapy doesn't work. And I said, what do you mean movement therapy? I've never heard of movement therapy. And he said, you know, movement therapy, moving to Florida, moving to Texas, moving. I was like, oh. So it hit me because I've been wanting to preach a message on speak up and stand up. Speak up and stand up. And as I was preparing it, I thought it was going to be just 1 week, but it's going to be two. So I'll do the second half up ahead because I just feel like so strong about us speaking up and standing up. And I know that our sermons go around the world, and I sometimes get Minnesota-centric, and I know that we have a campus now in Vancouver, but Vancouver is colder to the gospel than Minnesota. You know, when we were planting the church, when we were becoming a campus there, it was interesting. Pastor Kirk and Pastor Logan were like, the opportunity is amazing. We've got to go to Vancouver. And I'm like, couldn't we have gone to a warmer place, you know, physically warmer and spiritually warmer? They're like, no, the need there is so amazing. And they match us. So Vancouver matches us. But I this is the thing I want to say right off the get-go is God has you right where he wants you. God has your feet right where he wants them. He wants your feet to be in the place that you are, sharing the message that he's giving you to share. And there are battles, there are things going on, but it is time for us to realize we need to be more bold. Our theme this year is 247 and praise, favor, increase, and being bold. And I just really believe we need to do this. And I have to keep reminding myself of this over and over again, that God has us exactly where he wants us to be, as bold as we can. And it is discouraging when I kept hearing from people like, oh, we're moving. The other day I was in Florida and I was preaching at a church, and there were so many people that came up to me that were former River Valley people. I said, this is now a River Valley campus. You know, this is a campus. And this is true. In the greeting of that church there, they said, hey, welcome to Florida. We're glad wherever you came from, but we have one news for you. And they said, And then the whole church went, don't mess it up. And I was like, wow, that's a whole different thing than Minnesota, you know. But I want to break this into two parts, to speak up and to stand strong. And I'll just give you a insight into the stand strong. I read a book called Live Not by Lies, and it was how did the Christians survive in communism? Now, I'm not saying we're in communism, but how in the world did they survive? And there are so many good things there, and I wanted that to be the second part of this message. But as I put it together, I realized it would be too long, so I'm breaking it into two parts. So the first part is to speak up, and then the second part will be stand strong. Now, Romans 10:15 says this, and how can anyone preach unless they're sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. It's referencing Isaiah 52:7, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. And as I was thinking about this, about the feet and the feet, and I just kept preparing about the feet and the good news of the feet. And then I got into shoes and I saw that Ephesians 6:13, if you're familiar, Paul's talking about putting on the armor of God. And he says, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm. Then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted, with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So today, again, I want to say that God has your feet exactly where he wants them. God has your lovely feet right where he wants them to bring the good news and to speak up. And some of you will be sent. We will send your feet around the world as part of the 500, but God has you in the right place exactly where he wants you to be. And again, I have to keep reminding myself, as much as I travel, just recently I was on a generosity accelerator and got to the hotel late. We were down in Texas. And I walked in and, you know, we're here and we're teaching other churches about kingdom builders and doing this. As I walked in, the lady at the front desk goes, you must be Pastor Rob. I'm like, how did she know that? How did she know that? But our staff had checked in earlier. And she goes, God bless you, Pastor Rob. I was like, where am I? Where? And she said, we gave you an upgrade as a special blessing. And checked me in. And I was going to my room and I was like, again, where am I? I'm in Dallas, Texas. And I was like reminding myself, okay, God has me right where he wants me, exactly where he wants me in Minnesota, because this is where the need is so great. And I was reminded of a story that I heard years ago from John Maxwell. He talked about a shoe salesman. Shoe salesman went to this island. And after one day, he said, I quit and flew back to the corporate office. And he said, no one there wears shoes. Are you kidding me? Why'd you send me there? They sent the second shoe salesman there. And after 2 days being there, he called and said, 10,000 pairs. I need 10,000 pairs of shoes sent immediately. And they said, what's going on? He said, everybody here needs shoes. Everybody needs them. And I'm just reminded, hey, God, you have us exactly where you need us. Everybody needs shoes. Everybody needs shoes. And God has us exactly where he wants us to be. Now, I want to look at feet and our shoes and bringing the good news. 315 times feet are in the Bible. God is described as having feet, and we know he doesn't, but there are anthropomorphisms that they use in the Bible that give God qualities that are human that help us to understand. And when it talks about his feet, it's symbolizing his authority, his dominion, his provision, his promise. And feet and shoes are prominent in the Bible. If you know the stories in the Bible of feet and shoes, there's a story of Moses when he's there in God's presence and he says, take off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground. There's the amazing reference to shoes and feet with John the Baptist where John the Baptist is saying about Jesus, he's saying, the one that's coming after me is mightier than I. He's gonna baptize you with the Holy Spirit with fire and I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes, which is incredible because the lowest job in the household was to be the one that would take the sandals off of someone and wash their feet, the lowest job. And John the Baptist is saying, I'm not even worthy of taking off his shoes. And then it puts more context on it when Jesus goes and washes his disciples' feet and says, I'm the servant, you should follow this example. Often feet symbolize the whole person, and there's an amazing verse about the feet as well. It says in Romans 16:20, the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. And we used to sing a song when we started the church. I think back to the songs we sang, you know, 29 years ago. I'm amazed any of you stayed. I'm just saying, you know. You know, how many remember like Father Abraham or Shake Off Those Heavy Bands, Lift Up Those Holy Hands? Yeah, we don't sing those anymore. And we had one, God of peace will soon crush Satan. We'd stomp our feet. Praise God for Pastor Ryan. All right, yeah. But the feet bring good news. The feet bring good news. Now, a fourth of our bones are in our feet, and they can withstand 26,000 pounds of force per day. And I didn't realize this, but that's equivalent to two elephants, your feet, that 26,000 pounds. And if your lady wears 2.5-inch heels, it's increasing that load by 75%. And that's why ladies are like, yeah, that's what we've been trying to say all along. Honey, I apologize, you know. Becca, I didn't realize you were putting two elephants worth with those heels, you know. But in the Bible, there's insight into this. And in Romans 10, wherever our feet take us, we're to share the good news. Wherever our feet take us, we're to share the good news, and we're supposed to speak up. Our ugly, dirty feet can bring the beautiful good news of Jesus Christ, and it's beautiful. Our feet become beautiful because they're bringing the desirable message of Jesus Christ to this world. And the ugliest part of our body, because I would have to say that feet are in the running for some of the ugliest part of our body, the ugliest part is bringing the good news. And the good news that we're bringing is that you can have peace with God. The world desperately needs to hear that they can have peace with God. And we have to be reminded that God has us right where we are, and we shouldn't be like getting angry at people. We should be saying, God, thank you for where I am right now in the spiritual battle that I'm in, to bring the peace and the message of Jesus Christ. And when we bring this good news of peace to people, we're saying you can have peace with God. You were his enemies. The Bible tells us that while we were his enemies, God loved us so much that he sent his son. And we can tell people, hey, you can have peace with God. God wants to have your feet go to those places to bring that message. You can have peace with God. You can have peace with other people. That's the good news that we're bringing today. You get a peace with God, you get a peace with other people. And if you've not watched it, I know we sent out a reminder about it, but we did a thing called Talking Church. There's a podcast that our youngest son Logan does, and Pastor Logan does this podcast. And just recently he had Pastor Joe Anderson and myself on there. And if you haven't watched it, the reconciliation of that, the good news of having peace with one another, that we were forgiven. And I talk in there, like, if you don't know the story, and I encourage you to watch this podcast, but because I'm getting so much feedback from people, they keep saying, like, I can't believe it. We were at odds with one another. We were in each other's life. We were on staff together, and he left, and we were at odds with each other, so much so that we had to write a letter to all the people in the church. The church was much smaller back then. We sent out 300 letters to everybody in River Valley Church saying, hey, we're at odds. We don't have any peace with each other. We don't even like each other. We can't even hang around each other anymore. And it was because of the grace of God that we realized, like, he's forgiven us of so much, and we've got to be right with each other. What are we doing? For 2 years, we were at each other, and we realized God's given us this good news, this forgiveness. How in the world can we be forgiven of so much and be so at odds with each other? God, your peace needs to come into this situation. And because of the grace of God, all of a sudden, this good news that we were given, we're like, how can I not give good news to somebody else and forgiveness to them if I've been forgiven of so much? And the reconciliation that is there now is so beautiful. Again, I encourage you to watch that. But this is the good news. We're bringing peace to people. You can have peace with God. You can have peace with others. You can have peace with yourself. I guess I'm referencing the podcast. I didn't think of this, but it just came to my mind. My mom was on there, and she kind of was excited, too, on the podcast. That she's like, you know, She didn't think anyone would watch, and a million views later, she talked about, like, if I couldn't forgive myself, if I couldn't forgive myself for all that I've done, like, sure, God, could God forgive me? I could have peace with myself for all the things that I've done. And she said she had to come to the realization that either it was true that God forgives her and really loves her, or he was a liar, and he wasn't a liar, so she could receive the peace of God on her life to forgive herself for what she had done. This is good news. This is good news that the world needs to hear, and God wants your feet to go everywhere, and he's got you in the right spot, in the right place, at the right time to share this message. There's goodness, there's salvation, and God's saying, you can be saved, you can be free from the bondage of your sin, and God wants us to share this. Now, as I studied feet and shoes and spent way too much time studying this, I came across this, and there's an interesting foot fact that I found from the foot doctor of San Jose, all right? I just thought that was so fascinating. It said, our feet mirror our general health. If our feet are bad, it's likely that our overall health is bad. And it got me thinking, if our good news sharing, which is our feet, if our good news sharing in our church is bad, if we're not doing that, if we're not actually sharing our faith and opening our mouth and bringing the good news wherever God has us, it's quite possible that the rest of our health is in bad shape. That a church that is not about evangelism, a church that is not about bringing the peace of God, about bringing salvation, if we lose that, it's possible that our health is bad all across the board. And I'm just saying, may our feet be healthy. May our good news, which is right there, it's like bringing the good news, the lovely feet, the feet that are ready with the preparation of the gospel to bring out to the world. God, help our feet be healthy. Help our feet be healthy. Now, years ago, there were churches did cookie cutter evangelism things. Like you'd hear something like this, you'd say like, all right, we're gonna do evangelism explosion. How many ever were part of evangelism explosion? Raise your hand. Pastor Greg on the front row. He's like, I was there, yeah. Not many people, but years ago, there used to be these things. You'd say, everybody's gonna come to church, you're gonna learn this, and you're gonna have 10 steps, all right? How many have ever learned the Romans Road? Raise your hand. Okay, just a few more, Romans Road. And you had cookie cutter things, and you would go out, you say, I gotta go, we've gotta share our faith, I'm gonna learn this cookie cutter thing, and I'm gonna go, how many sins does it take to be a sinner? How many of this? And if I miss the mark in archery, and you do, and you'd have a plan. And I remember the first time I learned it, I was in an airport, and I thought, I'm gonna try this on somebody. You know, and I went over to him and I said, hey, I've got this plan and I just want to talk to you. And I did a thing and I went through all the steps and did that. And the lady looked at me, she goes, that was really good, but you kind of scare me, you know? And I was like, what in the world? And I remember walking away, like, I don't know about the cookie cutter thing, but at least we were doing something. At least we were getting out there. Now we live in a pluralistic society, and the thing that they're saying is we've abandoned the programs and we haven't replaced it with anything else. And so I have news for the church, like we are going to replace this, and we have something upcoming in our church that's not cookie cutter. It's not gonna be, all right, here's 10 steps to do this, but we're partnering with Steiger International. They're a Kingdom Builder partner of ours. They're a Kingdom Builder partner, and they're actually gonna teach our church how can we go out and share our faith in a post-Christian, in a pluralistic society. How can we do this? How can we be equipped? And what I'm excited about is our Crosstown campus, they just did this as a test pilot. It went so well that every single one of our campuses is gonna do this in the month of June. Every single one. Like, it's just, how are we gonna share our faith in a post-Christian world? How are we gonna share this? How are we gonna have a presence that is there? How are we gonna be able to, with all these different worldviews, be able to share our faith? And the beautiful thing is they want to give us the tools, and we're partnering with them. I love that a Kingdom Builders partner is going to be doing this. And I want you to know they're going to train our staff first, And then they're going to train the whole church. And so in the month of June, and by the way, it doesn't matter what campus you're part of. If you're part of Apple Valley, you can go to the Crosstown Night. If you're Crosstown, you can go to Minnetrista. You know what I'm saying? It's one church, multiple locations. But I want us to have this desire to have our feet go to the right place. I want to be very clear in the way I say this, because I don't want you to mishear it. There's only one way to God, but there's many ways to Jesus. What do I mean by that? There's many different ways we can lead people into his presence. And I want you to think about the shoes. Like, there's many different ways that we can get people to Jesus, but Jesus is the only way to God the Father. Does that make sense? I didn't want you to hear there's many ways to God. No, there's one way to God. It's through Jesus. But there's many ways to get people to Jesus. And I think we need to be creative in this. I think about people sharing with me and they're saying, hey, on New Year's Eve, I led my friend to faith in the parking lot at our church. I think about people saying, I was at the Mall of America and I talked to these people. I think about different shoes that people wear, where I got a report from a young lady who said, I shared my faith with my entire basketball team, basketball shoes, bringing people to Jesus and seeing multiple people getting saved. I believe that God wants to use you where you're at with your shoes in your place to bring the good news to this world. And in a culture that's getting more dismissive and pluralistic and all that's going on, I'm praying that we will have hard feet and soft hearts. Hard feet and soft hearts. What do I mean by that? Jackie Pullinger, who was a missionary to Hong Kong in the 60s, she said, God wants us to have soft hearts and hard feet. The trouble with so many of us is that we have hard hearts and soft feet. And I'm praying, church, that we would have soft hearts to the people all around us and not see people as the enemy, but see people as needing shoes. Seeing people as those are the people God has called us to reach, and we're going to be salt and light in this neighborhood, and we're going to have hard feet that will go anywhere and soft hearts that will be open to this world. And I couldn't help but laugh when I was thinking about my first missions trip. My first missions trip when I was 15 years old, I was like, I'm going to go into all the world to preach the gospel. I'm going to do this. I remember it so well. I went to the jungles of Brazil when I was 15 years old. And I remember going there and I had some boots that were like these Super Duty work boots, but they got soaking wet on the first day in Brazil. First day in Brazil, soaking wet, and I didn't dry them out. How many can see where the problem's going here? And I'm wearing these soaking wet boots day after day in the jungles of Brazil, and all of a sudden I get jungle rot on my feet. All of my toenails fall out. And I'm in the Amazon jungle basin, 15 years old. All of my toenails have fallen out. I have this infection coming into my feet. And they bring me into this little town that had a pharmacy that was like a tin shed. And they said, something's wrong with his feet. And they looked at him and they said, yeah, we should amputate. And I was like, not gonna happen. I'm smart enough to know that that's not gonna happen. Thankfully, my youth leader didn't let it happen. And as I sat in my tent that summer, my feet, my toenails are falling out. I'm praying, I'm reading my Bible, and I can't help the other team, and I'm there, and God says, I'm gonna use you. You're gonna go into all the world. I'm gonna use your feet to bring good news. I'm calling you to be a pastor now. And it's amazing at the time that I had soft feet. God's like, I'm gonna harden up your feet. I'm gonna let you stand strong for me. I'm gonna let you stand up. I'm gonna let you take attacks and different things, but you're gonna stand up. And as you have hard feet, never get a hard heart. Have a soft heart. And I'm just encouraged, and I wanna encourage our church, like, God has you right where he wants you. Right where he wants you. And I wanna talk about standing up in a time where Christians and the church are being attacked, but I want to just encourage us that God has us right where he wants us, and want to close with one thing that just encouraged me the other day. As you know, I've been battling ear issues, and I shared that I have, you know, Meniere's, and I lose my balance, and I get sick, and, you know, it happens about once a quarter. And so I went into an ear specialist who goes to our church, Dr. John Boone, and he goes, he and his family go to the Shakopee campus, And as he was examining me and, you know, he did all the tests, at the end of it, this was just such an encouragement to me, two things. First of all, he said, hey, before we end, I want to pray for you. There's nothing we can do right now medically for your ear. There's just not. There's nothing we can do. It looks like it's Meniere's. There's nothing we can do. But he said, but I believe in the power of prayer. And so he lays hands on me and prays for me. And as he does that, I'm just so encouraged. And then this is the part that encouraged me so strong. He said, you know, my family and I, we moved here from Texas. And as soon as he said that, I was just waiting for the other shoe to drop, no pun intended. I was just waiting for him to say, you know, and like, and we're heading back. And Minnesota's not what we thought it would be. And that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for it. Like, God brought your feet here, and now you're gonna tell me he's bringing you back. And he goes, and we couldn't be more happy to be in Minnesota, he said. And I was like, tell me more. He's like, this is the place where God wants us to shine bright. Like, this is the place where God wants us to be, in a place where, like, our feet are gonna make a difference here, and our life is gonna make a difference here. And then he started preaching to me, and I'm getting encouraged, because he's like, I believe that the marketplace leaders can come together and we can stand up for what we believe in, and we can make a difference, and God has us firmly planted, and my feet are here. And I left there like feeling like just so strong in my faith in that moment. Like, God is sending people with beautiful feet to bring the message to a place that so desperately needs it. And God's saying, your feet are beautiful. I have you in the right spot. I have you in the right place. And I wanna help you to understand how to open your mouth and bring the good news that I've given to you that is available to others. God has us in the right place, in our Minnesota campuses, in our Vancouver campus. And I'm believing that God will help us to stand strong, and we'll just open up and be the beautiful feet that God wants us to be, sharing the message that so many people need. I pray that we'd have hard feet and soft hearts in Jesus' name. So God, I just pray right now that you would help us to live that out. I pray that you would help us to live it out, that we would realize it's a beautiful thing when we bring the message of Jesus Christ to our workplace. It's a beautiful thing when we bring the message of hope to the school. It's a beautiful thing when we stand up. And God, I pray that we'd stand up and we'd be strong. And I pray, God, that when we get to the second part of this, that we would be strong and we'd look at and see how we can be strong together. But God, I pray that you would help us to realize there's a message that you have called us to bring. A message that you have called us to bring. And I pray that it'd be beautiful feet opening our mouth. I pray for great response. And I pray right now that when we partner with Steiger, God, that you would help us to fight to get there rather than opt out. I pray that we'd be leaning into this and to be filled, God, so we just see us being bold for our faith. Bold for our faith, because you desire to bring peace and forgiveness and to save us from our sins. And so God, help us. Help us to bring this message. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.